At a time when they'd normally just be now heading home for the summer, Saratoga County school children shared their experiences of learning from home and imparted a little advice about how to get through the pandemic. It's been 3 months since the COVID-19 crisis flipped the lives of Americans upside down. Students who would normally at this time be wrapping up an academic year in their classrooms are doing so at home. The Saratoga County Office of Emergency Services brought together a panel of 4 students from suburban county school districts to share their experiences during its weekly Facebook Live broadcast. Looking back on when schools were shut down in March, Mia, who will be going into 10th grade at Burnt Hills Ballston Lake, said things were okay at first.
At first, it wasn't that bad because, I didn't think it would last that long. I just thought it was going to be like a month.
Thomas, an 8th grader at the Saratoga Springs City School District, felt the same way.
My first thought was I didn't think that it was that bad, and I didn't really know why we were shutting down schools. But then, as it moved on and, there were more cases, I realized that, it was a good idea to shut down for the rest of the year.
The students said they had to adapt to a new way of doing their schoolwork at home and submitting assignments online. Shenandoah 4th grader Cameron said the new way of doing things could get frustrating.
It's like the afternoon and your mom's like, is your homework done? And you're like, no, it's not, I never did it. And then your parents are like, what are you doing? And then you get your phone taken away or whatever. And then you're so mad because you can't do anything with your friends, or you have to say to your friends that, I got my phone taken away, or I can't do this.
Macy, who will be going into 6th grade at the Shenandoah School District next year, said she was a little nervous about entering middle school.
Because it's probably not going to be the same middle school.
Macy said she's been practicing lacrosse with her friends over Zoom, but it's not the same. All the students said what they miss the most is seeing their friends. Deanna Sargent, an elementary school social worker in the Stillwater Central School District, said her district has held Google Meets with students. Sargent said the district has also been using mindfulness exercises to help students cope with stress.
Some kids truly thrive on the structure, the routine, and it's been really hard to keep that structure and routine. I know I've struggled with that as well.
Sargent said just as students have been asked to look for the rainbow, they've also been asked to be a rainbow to others.
You know, whether it's helping your family set the table, whether it's helping clean up, whether it's helping fold the laundry and take it to your room, those simple acts can help even in the household to kind of keep everybody a little calmer and keep things moving in the right direction.
Even summer vacation is going to look different. Some of the students said their families had to cancel trips. 10th grader Mia shared some advice.
I would say just power through it because it will get better, and it just takes time, but it's going to be okay in the end. So.
And despite the changes, 4th grader Cameron is making the most of things.
I would say if you have any siblings, try to spend the time with them, because if you have any older siblings, they might just be moving on and they might not be in the same school as you, and then you can't be with them and you can't really play with them.
For WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.